It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Syria, neither deepening international isolation nor a diplomatic visit by Russia has stopped government forces from bombarding its own people. And as bullets and rockets rain down on cities like Homs, the capital, Damascus, is also feeling the pain. Last summer, we reached a blogger there who goes by the pseudonym Jasmine Roman. At the time, she described a city removed from the demonstrations that had overtaken much of her country, a Damascus that was normal. We reached her again 11 months into Syria's uprising. Hello, thank you for getting on the line with us.
Thank you.
Tell us, does daily life in Damascus feel differently to you than the last time we spoke with you?
Yeah, definitely. In the beginning, you didn't see many changes since Damascus evaded the bloodshed encountered by other cities. But now, especially with the Syrian pound losing 50% of its value against the dollars, with the scarcity of very essential materials, people feel that at any minute the security situation will be shifted to unsecure situation like other cities. So it's changed drastically since we talked last time.
When you first talked with us, and this was last summer, could you ever have imagined what we are now hearing and seeing in Homs? Machine guns throughout the day, rockets coming in, raining bullets, as one person there put it. Could you have imagined that would happen in your country?
Well, actually, most of Syrian people, including me, were living in denial. Even though we felt that, yeah, the worst is coming, the worst is approaching day by day, we did not want to believe that we will have another Iraq or Lebanon or Libya. We were always saying that, no, Syria is different, Syrian people are different. Unfortunately, we're here now.
Well, is there any going back from this?
I hope so, but I don't believe there would be any, because the regime does not want to stop killing. The opposition at the same time is somehow not united, and they also do not want to have any dialogue with the regime. What we would see actually is just conflict of power between the regime and opposition, while Syrian people are lost in between.
You recently wrote that moderate Syrian voices have fallen silent, either by choice or by force. Yet it seems that your voice, which is a moderate voice, has gotten stronger.
I don't want to say that I'm brave or I'm courageous, but talking to you right now is a big risk for me, especially that, I mean, I'm just talking on my mobile. So not many people would take this risk just to raise their voices.
Although I imagine it helps that you're able to speak under a pseudonym.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only precaution, actually, I took. Even now, I mean, I don't feel comfortable talking on the phone. 50% of my concentration would be, am I supervised, am I watched? Because it's really scary to be caught or to be arrested. And, you know, being arrested in Syria is much, much more dangerous and much, much more brutal than being killed.
Jasmine Roman is a Syrian blogger speaking to us on her cell phone from Damascus. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.